born near the Kyiv, and all my childhood I spent in a city. I know everybody now knows it. It's Bucha. So
Wow.
I was born. Yeah, I was grow up there, and then when I was, I guess 12, we moved to Kyiv because of father's work. He needed to live in Kyiv. But still in Bucha lived my grandparents, from both sides, from my mother and from my father.
Wow. So, tell me about where are they now?
My grandmothers both have died several years ago. Actually in 2014. They not see this horrible situation. And my grandfather actually died at the end of the March.
He
We couldn't
did.
evacuate him. Yes, we couldn't evacuate him from Bucha. And so when sorry. When they was starting liberating Bucha, and they get I guess mobile network there, so his neighbor called us and tell the sad news.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How about your other grandfather? Is he still alive?
I only have one.
You have one.
Yeah.
And what has it been like to watch what has happened to your hometown?
Oh, it's horrible thing.
Yeah.
Those streets where we used to live as a child, and they now are full of destruction and full of armed it's machines, and
Yeah.
it's horrible thing. We have a flat in a old building there, and neighbors told us that it's fine, it's not broke. And grandfather's house also okay. Our guess is that he died because of lack of electricity and medicine. So this we can now s n not say anything because we are not allowed now to go there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
How far is your hometown from where you live now?
I'm now in the west of the Ukraine.
Oh, okay. How far is it from Kiev?
Let me see. It's I guess 600 kilometers.
Okay, so quite a distance.
Yeah, it's the
So
place where we had summer summit with Doximir.
will you tell me what life was like for you at the beginning of 2022 when you had a sense that something might happen?
There was talks, of course, and we all listen to news and talk in the family, talk with the friends. We are still not believed there that time was that it would be happened, but before 2 weeks, I guess, I start bring with myself all documents. Just as I go somewhere, I get my backpack with documents. It's just was a for me it was safe feeling. So I bring with myself documents, and I guess it was a week before. Week before, my husband told me to pack a bag with needed clothes for me and my son, so it will stay in the near the door. So
Wow.
yeah,
When
so
did
I
he
was
suggest
packed.
that you when did he suggest first suggest that?
I guess it was a week before. Yes, I know. Maybe
Wow.
he have a sense of something.
And so, where were you on the morning of the 24th?
I was at my apartment. We live in the left bank of the Kyiv, and I've woke up of explosions. Our flat is quite in a high place, so as I heard that huge explosions. It was not as fireworks, but really huge. So I woke up and I asked my husband what to do, what we should do. So I've phoned my parents firstly. They're not hearing anything because they're in a lower place, so no sound is go to them, but they understand what happens and also wake up. And then I've phoned to the Olga, my co-worker, so she was a contact person in our company, in any case, so I've woke her up so and asked what to do. What should I do? And she asked, you can go to the Lviv, to our hub, and stay there. And husband told me, pick up our son and go to the west.
So
Yes.
you left, you had to leave your husband.
Yes, he told me he won't leave. And he also told me that before that the war happens, he won't leave. He have a mother. He's not working very well, so he told me I can't leave here, but and I want to protect our country, so I won't leave the city. You must leave. And he this was it was really nervous situation, and he gave me our car and pulled there all our stuff that was packed before me with son, and I was going to the west, but I can't handle it the first day. There was a huge traffic, so I went to his brother's home and to stay for one day there. Then I will
Where does
go.
his brother live?
He live on the right bank at the it's the road to Zhytomyr. This
Okay,
is road
so
to
a
Zhytomyr.
little bit closer to the highway, but still in Kyiv.
Yeah, it's actually almost on the highway, but I won't able to get him on the ordinary roads. There was full of cars there, so I as I know the right bank better than left, I've choose smaller roads, and even it was some kind of field, I don't know, not in the road, so I was able to get to his home, because I have an off-road car and I can go on a bad roads and without roads.
Tell me
So
what it was like to come to a different decision than your husband. Was it hard to leave him?
yeah, I'm still missing. So he's stays there near the Kyiv, not in the city, but near the Kyiv in the country house. But still, it was hard. I don't know what's to expect. This was a hard decision.
How often are you in communication with him?
Oh, every day, twice a day.
Okay.
We are chatting chats and sending images what we are doing. So
Alexandra, how old is your son?
he is almost 8.
How was the transition for him?
He was scared firstly. At first today he was really scared, and he not leaving me in a second. Yes, but when we get here in the west, he's starting to calm down. Now he's as a child right now, doing his stuff, not wanted to eat something, so.
Have you been able to find him a school?
Now we are learning online. Our
Mm-hmm.
school is offered that option, and teachers are able to provide the education online right now.
Was that in place because of COVID? Do you know if was that virtual
Yes, it
learning
was.
already in place?
Yes, it started because of COVID, and now I guess it's helped now for that they are able to do online.
Yeah. So can you tell me a little bit about how you found a place to live and what that has been like?
This is a place of our friends. We are visiting West Ukraine, the Carpathian Mountain, twice a year on a vacation. Usually it's from 10 years, I guess. So we have friends here, and I've called them at the 8 in the morning on the first day of the war and ask if I can come. So they agreed, yes, of course you can come, please be safe to come. So and as soon as I can, I get there. It took me 16 hours to get from Kyiv to the west, because we need to choose a road where is no airports, no any other building military objects, so to be safe. Of course, and
so did you know the back roads well enough to feel confident about how to get to this home?
Yeah, I've traveled around Ukraine a lot, so I choose small one ro small roads instead of highways. So it was a little bit problem with fuel, but we managed it. Yeah.
And how about food? How did you handle food in your transition? Did you have plenty?
We buy food on gas stations, so it was available, and some of the station also offered a free tea or coffee. Yeah.
So it's been about 6 weeks. Tell me what it's been like to be in Western Ukraine with you and your son and your friends.
It's good because it's quiet here. There's only some air alarms, but not so often. I guess they switch it on when the whole Ukraine is under attack. I don't know. But it's safe here, and I have they have shops. The people start working here. We are trying to support local businesses by buying something here, and it's also a lot of volunteer organization here who helped. Help army, they helped refugees, so I'm feeling like the life is going on here, so.
Yeah, and do you have energy and time to volunteer?
On the weekends, we go to the nearest school, where is the refugee center, so and trying to help how we can.
And are most of the people in the refugee center on their way out of Ukraine?
They have different situations. Some of them go out, and some of want to stay here because they don't know nothing about how there is on abroad, so they comfortably stay here.
Yeah. So during the week, are you still working?
Yeah.
And
It's
has that
helping.
been helpful? It's been
Yeah.
helpful?
Yes, it's helpful. It's I'm not looking at the news every second, so and I'm trying to concentrate on work. It's good for mental health, I guess, because I have work
Good.
to do, and I know that I, in that case, I can support my country.
Good, good. How close to the border are you?
And I guess it's 50 kilometers to the
Have you ever cons-
Romanian border.
Okay. Have you ever considered leaving?
I was a few weeks ago, but I know it's there is a good choice to leave right now. I know there's a lot of people that go in there and they're in a worse situation than I. So I don't see any, now I don't see any reason to go there. I'm living safely here. And
Yeah.
besides, there is my parents come to me, so we are now here.
Oh, how far are your parents from you?
They
Your
now
parents
live.
came with you?
No, they firstly go on our summer house near the Kiev and spend there a week or so. I don't remember, and then. After that electricity was cut off, I told them to get to the west, to me, actually. So they now live in the same house as I, and help me with the child.
And are they still with you?
Yes.
Oh, lovely. So you have your parents and your good friends and your son.
Yes.
So, Alexandra, tell me, when have you felt the most fragile? Do you think it was hardest when you first left?
I guess, yeah, it was a hard decision to left, but I know that I must to carry about my son, so I have to left. And
So many hard, impossible decisions to make, right?
Yeah, it's really hard, but I understand that my son couldn't be safe there and couldn't, I guess, stay calm and have its mental health there at that time. I know that in Kyiv right now is everything is calm, but husband don't allow me to come back.
Right. And tell me about what your husband has been doing and how he is.
He's trying to go to the territory defense, but they not accepted them because they were full of people.
Oh.
Yes, then he called his friend in the armed forces. But they also reject him because he have no previous experience. So he was told to sit and carry about the mother and carry about the people around, in our home. So and not and wait. What to wait? We don't know, but. They not needed right now people without any experience.
So what has helped you besides having contact with your husband and working? What other things have helped you during this time?
I guess it's also walking in the mountains. We can go really high, but we can walk in the forest, not far from the village. But still, there is waterfalls, there is trees, everything start to be green, so it's like a relief. It's spring, so it's helped me because I like nature.
Oh, I'm so glad you have that.
Yeah.
That's so wonderful. Alexandra, what do you imagine about the future?
I want to imagine that everything will be okay. It's and country will be rebuilt, and we'll be living much more, even better than we were. And it's, also, I wish that people all around the world to visit Ukraine, so to see our country rebuilt.
Yes. Well, I think the world is on your side.
Yeah, and we think the world a lot.
Your people have shown such an extraordinary example of cooperation and solidarity and dignity. It's very moving. Is there anything that you want to share that we haven't talked about?
I guess we talked about everything in this situation. And also, I want to thank you, my Doximi, for such a wonderful thing to do. So the world will hear us.
Well, Alexander, I really appreciate your taking the time, and I'm so glad you feel safe and that you are close to nature and your parents and your son. That makes me very happy.
Thank you.